Now, in this message, we are going to read David's farewell prayer. But before we do, to lay a little foundation, remember Romans 15, verse 4, says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime," that would be the 66 books in the canon of Scripture, "they were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." Romans 15, verse 4. And may God bless His people today in their times of tribulations to find comfort, guidance with Holy Scripture. And may they find His peace during seasons and transitions in this life. Now, the most famous biblical farewell is Jesus' high priestly prayer recorded in John 17, where Jesus commits His disciples into the hands of the Father, into the care of the Heavenly Father, before departing. Other classic farewell blessings and prayers would include Numbers 6, 24 through 26, where the Scripture says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace," unquote. We also have the Pauline benediction of 2 Corinthians 13, 14, where he says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." And finally, at the end of Jeremiah 29, we read, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end," etc. That's Jeremiah 29. Now, at the end of his life, David prayed to God for his kingdom and people. One source notes the following concerning David's prayer in 1 Chronicles 29, which we're going to read in just a moment. The source notes that King David's life is defined by extreme highs and devastating lows, rising from a humble shepherd to an unbeatable warrior king, who established Jerusalem. He suffered catastrophic personal failures, including his adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah, and tragic family dysfunction and calamity that culminated in his son Absalom's rebellion, unquote. At the end of his life on earth, David, the man after God's own heart, prayed. Of this magnificent kingdom prayer of David, one source notes the following. King David's famous prayer, recorded in 1 Chronicles 29, is a profound declaration of God's absolute sovereignty, majesty, and ownership of all creation. Spoken near the end of his life, this prayer serves as a prayer of thanksgiving and dedication for the materials gathered to build the temple. A summary to this prayer would be in verse 10 through 13 of 1 Chronicles 29. David blesses God, declaring His greatness, power, and glory. He affirms that God owns all things in heaven and in earth, including riches and honor. Then in verses 14 through 16, David expresses humility, noting that all gifts come from God alone and that human life is short and temporary. And then finally, in verse 17 through 19 of 1 Chronicles 29, David prays for the people, for their continued devotion, and asks for Solomon his son to have a, quote, perfect heart, to keep God's commandments, and to build His temple, unquote. Now let's read that prayer, beloved of God. It's 1 Chronicles 29. I want you to make note of this prayer and perhaps read it on your own in the King James Bible, of course, and pour over these words and this, pray for the Lord to magnify what He wants to teach you and the significance, concerning the significance of what David's Holy Spirit inspired prayer is for the people of God and for God to be glorified in their midst. Beginning in verse 10, 1 Chronicles 29, the Scripture says, "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Here's his prayer. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshiped the Lord and the King. And they sacrificed unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. Amen. That was David's prayer just before he passed into glory. And let's finish with Romans chapter 12, as we're reminded at the end of David's prayer of such a prayer as Paul prayed. He says in verse 1, Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, that's the cross prayer of the Apostle Paul. And then he says, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove or demonstrate what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. And notice the very premise and reason for which David prayed, as did many of the patriarchs like Moses in Numbers 6 and the Apostle Paul at the end of 2 Corinthians. Their whole foundational premise was that God would be glorified through his people. And as we just read in Romans 12, a giving up of ourselves, a negating of ourselves, a denial of self, a disowning of self is at the foundation of what Jesus calls us to in his cross economy. And Paul prayed by the mercies of God that we would be blessed to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, or set apart, sanctified and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And may God bless us, saints, to know that as we lay down our lives as we cry with John the Baptist, Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease. Out of that death and burial posture, the resurrection life of Christ is going to live in us and shine through us and cause our lives to bear fruit, more fruit, and much fruit, and fruit that remains. John chapter 15. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustainer member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.